Hello and welcome to the second segment of Sahara Universal Network's special program entitled Dawn of Awakening. I'm Vahid Tahami. I'm glad you could join us as we explore the various aspects of one of history's most momentous events, Iran's Islamic Revolution. Last week, we examined various events that caused widespread discontent among the Iranian people and in turn helped spark the Islamic Revolution in this country. Of course, when dealing with revolutions in general, any revolution, it is always important to know why. What were the people against that caused them to revolt? However, there is another question that is equally important, though not as frequently addressed. And that is, what were the people for? In other words, what were the goals of the revolution?
As most historians are aware, the driving force or primary ideology behind the French Revolution could be summarized in three words: liberty, equality, and fraternity. Likewise, the ideology behind Iran's Islamic Revolution can be summarized in the same number of words: morality, equality, and liberty. Those who revolted against the monarchy did so in order to eliminate the corruption, extravagance, and political oppression of the Pahlavi rule. They also wanted to put an end to the nepotism and favoritism that overwhelmed the government, as well as the policies which helped the rich at the expense of the poor. And finally, Iran's revolutionaries sought freedom and independence from foreign, particularly from un-Islamic and from American economic and cultural domination and exploitation. Moreover, they wanted to establish an Islamic republic in place of the corrupt ruling monarchy.
We have to remember that British imperialism started his activity in Iran during the Qajar's time by insulting Iranian people, because the only way that they could come to Iran and take over the control of this country was to say that you are nothing, we are the only people that we can run you, we can control your country, and you need us to be here. As you know, that Iran has a long history and a very important civilization, and Iranian nation have ability to create a civilization once again. To be able to control Iran, definitely they had to try to destroy the culture in Iran, destroy to self-belief of Iranian people. In this way, they tried to insult Iranian people, for instance, by bringing Reza Khan to the power.
Surprisingly, in light of the Shah's views, his own family came from humble beginnings. His father, Reza Shah, was a peasant from the village of Alasht in Mazandaran, one of Iran's northern provinces. Reza Shah, who began his career as a Persian Cossack, could neither write or read. In fact, he remained illiterate his entire life. Yet, his son, who was educated in Switzerland, chose to identify with foreigners and wealthy cosmopolitan Iranians rather than the peasantry from which he came. Therefore, his laws and policies favored rich Iranians and foreigners rather than the majority of the Iranian people. A perfect example of this was the law of capitulation. The law of capitulation was legislation that was passed in the early 1960s, which granted U.S. servicemen immunity from prosecution in Iran. The passage of this law particularly angered the Iranian people and became one of Ayatollah Khomeini's main grievances against the Shah.
With the passage of the law of capitulation, even the mildest were swept into the vanguard. A wide variety of groups opposed Mohammad Reza Shah and participated in the revolution. However, it was the Islamists and the charismatic clergymen who led them that managed to mobilize the masses. It was their ideology that guided and shaped the course of the revolution. And it was their leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini, who was its undisputed leader. The slogans which marked the revolution were Islamic slogans. The most popular among them were independence, freedom, and Islamic Republic, along with the death to the Shah. And we are all your soldiers, Khomeini, and we are ready for your orders, Khomeini.
As all the people knew that the British colony brought a Reza Khan dictatorship in Iran, after that the American brought the dictatorship of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. First thing that we had to get rid of, it was to get rid of the dictatorship. Since the dictatorship in Iran had the support of the foreigners, definitely we could not get rid of dictatorship because they tried to save the dictator in Iran. We had to try to get rid of foreigners and at the same time dictatorship. But that's what we did in the Iranian Revolution. Two important aims we had, that all the foreigners should leave Iran and the dictatorship should finish.
Islam had long been a nationalist force in Iran. Moreover, Shiism had for a thousand years served as a strong source of Iranian national identity. Even religiously non-observant Iranians still identified themselves as Shias. All of these factors resulted in the crucial role Islam played in mobilizing Iran's teeming masses behind the banner of revolution.
I'm sure that if you go back to the history of Iran, you know that the Pahlavi dynasty was created by foreigners in 1928 by the British, and again in a coup in 1953 by American and British, both created the Pahlavi dynasty and supported it.
What are the three words which can summarize the ideology behind Iran's Islamic revolution?
On the other hand, the Shah regime, relying its own power based on brutality of the Savak system, which was based on imprisoning the people who were against the Shah and torturing them. On the other hand, it was very important that in order to westernize Iran and secularize Iran, disregarding the religious values of the people.
Morality, equality, and liberty. Of course, there were other reasons, such as nationalism, popular representation, independence, and prosperity. These causes, which were highly appealing to the rank and file, simply served to further strengthen the Islamic movement. To those participating, the revolution itself became a type of taziyeh, a passion play, in which the forces of Imam Hussein were pitted against the contemporary Yazid. And of course, the end result hoped for would be the emergence of an Iran which would rely on neither East nor West, but entirely upon Islam and its own people.
All of them are combined are considered as the reasons behind the revolution of people. It was very important that we know that historically Iran has also passed two other stages before the Islamic Revolution.